Okay, so we've taken a break from the melee of the halls and we're in the relative calm of the press office with Nando Brown and Jo Rosie Haffenden from IMDT. And we're just going to catch up with them so they can tell us a little bit more about IMDT and how they are enjoying Crust. But first of all, hello guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, so tell us, Nando, how has it been now that you're back in the UK and at the IMDT stand at Crufts? Have you been busy? Has there been a lot of interest?
But firstly, it's cold.
Yep.
And it's been very busy, actually. The footfall seems a little bit quieter than it did last year.
Okay.
But it's only, what, Friday now?
Yep.
So we are getting there, and there's been lots of interest, lots of people coming back, lots of people coming and booking courses because we're doing the whole discount thing.
Okay.
But yeah, really good.
Okay. Can you just tell us a bit about the discount thing and the courses? So are these the happy dog courses or the training courses for trainers?
This is all the courses. So we're doing a discount, 10% discount for anybody that signs up during the Crufts period. And if you're not at Crufts and you're listening to this, send me a little message and I'll see if I can slide you the discount code.
Thank you, Nando. I'm sure people will love that. Dodgy dealings indeed. Well, now I'm just going to have a quick chat with Jo Rosie. As well as being a trainer and behaviourist with IMDT, Jo is the author of a book that is selling very well, and it's called The Real Dog Yoga. And she's going to tell us a little bit more about it, because I'm quite intrigued. My dogs seem to do very nice bows anyway, being greyhounds. But can you tell us a little bit more about it, Jo?
Yes. So the real dog yoga is a concept that I came up with when my own dog suffered with kind of real problems because of his high arousal. So he gets very excited very quickly, and then when he is really excited, he finds it very difficult to become calm. And I do yoga, and I've found it keeps me a lot calmer. And what we found is that if dogs take particular postures, so if they hold particular positions, then it stimulates the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the nervous system that releases lots of calming chemicals and helps dogs to kind of psychologically defend against stress and things like that. So if we reinforce those particular postures and teach dogs to hold them for longer, it helps them to become calm and to consciously become calm and to become calm on cue, but also it makes it more likely that they use them in natural behaviour. So it helps them to learn to use positions to calm themselves down when they do get stressed.
That's really interesting. And do you begin with sort of luring some of the positions? How does it work?
Most of it is done through shaping. The learning protocol itself is different to a lot of other learning protocols. There's lots and lots of breaks, and we use a mat in order for the dog to give permission to train. So the dog goes on the mat to say, yes, I want to train. And if he takes any stance off the mat or comes out of what's called a base posture, so a down, a sit, or a stand, then we take that as a key, like a note to us that he wants a break. So we will then take the dog off the mat and take them for a break and then return when the dog shows attention and wants to train again. So the whole learning process and the pace of learning is dictated almost entirely by the dog, and we work very hard to build a dialogue between the handler and the dog so that the dog is learning kind of as they want to learn rather than the learning process being dictated by the owner.
So for handlers, they need to pay
special attention,
that's it, special addition, dearie me, I can't think straight, special attention, thank you Nando, to their dog's body language and posture. So it must help in bonding as well with their dog.
Massively, it's a really good one to help bond, especially with new dogs, because it's all about learning to read each other, and it's learning to have a dialogue, which is reinforcing each other's behaviour. It's not just about commanding a dog to do something and then being happy when the dog does what you say. It's also about the dog being able to say to you, I'm not ready, or I want to pause, or I want a break, and that makes a relationship much more reciprocal.
Okay, that's great, thank you. So Nando, with Fizz, you must be going through lots of, like, you know, you've been doing lots of bonding exercises, and you share your journey with everybody on Facebook, because Fizz is a Malinois, isn't she?
That's right,
so
yeah.
Can you tell people a little bit more about the Malinois breed and what mm-hmm. you're doing with Fizz and why you're sharing your journey?
So Fizz is a Malinois, which is a Belgian Shepherd, and it's a little bit like a German Shepherd on speed. She's really, really sound. Actually, They get a hard time because they are known as what some people would term as a high drive dog. So she's got lots of energy. They're meant to be really easy to motivate. They're very, very intelligent, but they can also become a massive pain in the ass if you don't give them what they need. So if you don't stimulate their brains or physically exercise them, then you're going to be in a world of trouble. She is phenomenal. We do loads of stuff, as you say, on my Facebook page, which is Incredimal. You will see, I put up all my good training, I put up all my bad training, I put everything goes up there. So nobody's perfect, and my mistakes go up as well. So, and I am missing her in stupidly because she doesn't get into the UK until Sunday, and it's driving me nuts.
But you're going to have a great reunion when she does arrive back here, which will be fantastic.
I really hope so.
It will be videoed.
I'm sure it will be videoed and shown with everyone. And I think you raised a really valid point there, and I know Joe will agree from a trainer's perspective that we all make mistakes, but we have to remember to learn from them. And I think that what I've gleaned from, you know, chatting to you guys and knowing you for a while is that, yeah, we do make mistakes, but we need to listen to our dogs more. And I think that's where people tend to forget things. And as humans, we expect just one more repetition, just one more, and forget often about the dog and the sentient being that's on the other end of the lead. So my question is, what would be the one training tip both of you could give, so one tip each, to dog owners of pet dogs to help improve their lives?
Slow down. Just change the pace of everything you do. Walk slower, train slower. Give a little bit more time for putting the lead on, for putting your dog's bowl down, for doing anything. If you kind of double the time of everything you do, you will do it twice as well and the dog will get twice as much from it.
Excellent. That's really good advice. Thank you, Joe. What about you, Nando? I can see the cogs are whirring.
Speed up. No, I'm only kidding. So I would say I'd try and get... So for me, I was so focused on watching my dog and making sure that I could tell it off when it got it wrong. And it's almost a mindset change. You need to watch for when the dog gets it right, but not just say good boy, reinforce it with something. Okay, if the dog likes to if the dog likes food, then use food. If the dog likes to go for a run, you can let the dog off the lead for getting something right. Okay, so really aim to focus on the stuff that the dog gets right instead of the stuff that the dog gets wrong.
No, I think that's really good advice, and that's something I say in all my classes, actually, about catch your dog doing the good stuff, because as humans, we naturally focus on the negative. Yeah. And again, as you've said, reinforce. So, you know, during the day, if you happen to feed kibble and your dog's lying quietly and normally they are running around the room manically, drop that kibble. Totally. You know, just reinforce the hell out of the behaviours that you like and work on sort of your bond with your dog. I think that's one of the biggest things I've learned sometimes, get that bond right before getting really serious over the training element, if that makes sense.
I think also let your dog train you a little bit. You know, I think it's got to be a dialogue because it's a relationship, so it needs to come from both parties. It shouldn't just be, I think a lot of people get really caught up on, I want to be able to tell my dog to do something and for them to do it. And the bond will happen quicker and will be much stronger if, yes, you can give your dog suggestions and cues to do things, but also he can do it for you. And the only way to do that is to repeat behaviours based on what he does. So teach him that if he comes over and touches your hand, that you'll take him out for a wee. Or, you know, if he's on the lead and he sits, then you'll take him off the lead so that he has ways of also being able to say, this is what I want to do and this is how I want to do it. And then you can make the relationship a little bit more equal.
That's great. So, guys, just to wrap up, if people want to find out more about IMDT and book and the courses that you do, where can they go? So we'll start with Nando first.
So I would say make sure you check out the Facebook page, which is Incredimal, Nando Brown and Fizz. You've also got the website, which is imdt.co.uk.
Okay, great. And Joe Rosie, for your book and for all the things that you do.
God, you can find me on Facebook. The book is selling at Crufts. It's also selling on Performance Dog and Dogwise. And there's loads of yoga workshops and yoga classes run by different instructors. And I think one of the instructors is going to do a demo on the APDT stall tomorrow as well.
Great. Well, thank you very much, guys. Enjoy the rest of Crufts and thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Bye.